heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my baby, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on Tuesday. As usual, we are joined by Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I wanted to ask you to give us a little bit more information. A lot of listeners heard the announcement that we made last week about the new location. And just wanted to know more about the timing of it. I know you're dealing with a lot of things over there in getting the Bell Iron Grill restored, back up and running, approved with the health department. But can you give us an update just to let the folks know the timing and how does things look? How is it going?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a crazy story, you know, start to finish or start to this point, I guess.
Sure.
Ultimately, this property was shut down mainly due to COVID. So it was a turnkey restaurant. I mean, it's very apocalyptic when you walk inside. The schedules are still pinned up on the board, handwritten notes everywhere. The office is still filled with paperwork. But my point is the restaurant is turnkey. So there isn't a whole lot that we have to do to the restaurant itself. We're going to add a drive-through. We're going to add a couple of pieces of equipment in the kitchen. But for the most part, that property is ready to go. Now, we're going to freshen it up. We're going to add some parking because we know that when it was open as the Bell Iron Grill and they have that gorgeous pavilion next door and the restaurant and the pavilion were hosting events at the same time, parking was a terrible, terrible issue. So that's one thing that we're going to address right up front is redoing some parking, some traffic directionals, a lot of that stuff. That building is in great shape, so we can't really paint it to freshen it up. So landscaping, some new fencing, and a ton of new parking is going to be our first priority. And we're, you know, of course, I'd love to be open next week, but really what we're shooting for is the end of October. It could be sooner than that. The health department, I've already spoken with Holly, our wonderful, wonderful health inspector, about it a week or so ago, and moving, getting another food license over there will be actually very easy. The one that's going to take a little bit of time is the liquor commission. And that's just a normal process. Sometimes it can take 30 to 60 days. Sometimes it can take 60 to 90 days. It just depends. That property's already been licensed. I already have a license. They've been great with the permits. The last couple of years have been pretty quick to get through the commission. So I'm hoping that they'll issue this license or get the process going pretty quickly. But we're shooting for October is really what we're looking to do.
Very good. So some date possibly in October for maybe a Oktoberfest celebration and the grand opening of the facility. One of the things I know, and you and I have been talking about this, chit-chatting, is that parking. And that's something that you guys actually want to get fixed before the opening. Is that the plan?
That's what we would like to do. When we do our nice grand opening, we want everything to be ready. We're planning a new outdoor space right off the back of the restaurant, sort of between the pavilion and the restaurant. So we'll have another great big outdoor area that we can put picnic tables, beach volleyball. We've got plans for a dog park up around the corner right there. I mean, all kinds really make this a go-to destination. Not that it wasn't already for great barbecue, but now we're going to have additional facilities to be able to host these amazing events and great big groups of people as well. So we're really, really excited. And the sooner that we can get going on that, the better we're going to be off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that update. A lot of people were asking, and I said, hey, we'll ask Ian next week. And I thought you might have a little better handle on things, so that's why I asked you right out of the gate. I want you to ponder this.
If I can add one more thing to
that.
Well,
hold that thought.
Oh, sure.
Because we're going to take a hard break, and automation has been playing games with us this morning, Ian. So stand by. We'll be right back with Ian from the Iron Pig.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Ian, you had another thought you wanted to mention about the upcoming opening at the new location.
Well, so what I just wanted to briefly add was that has been the number one question I've been getting is when are we going to open? And then the other question right along next to that is what's going to happen with the downtown location? And we're actually going to keep both open for a time being. At least through the end of the year, we'll keep the downtown location, and then it may flip into a different concept or something like that. But we've driven traffic to that downtown location for the better part of 7+ years. So we don't want to just abandon downtown before we know our entire crowd knows at least that we've moved to a bigger, better location. So we're going to have both locations. We're going to downsize the downtown location, and we'll have that nice new big location at the south end of town.
Very good, good, good. So maybe initially it may continue with the Iron Pig menu, or are you going to flip it to something else right away when you open at the other location?
No, no, it's going to be all the same menu. So we're going to have just a small Iron Pig downtown, and then we'll have the nice big and also full service dining, not just counter service like we do downtown right now. We're going to do both at the new location. So full service dining. You can sit down, relax, take your time, appetizers, entrees, desserts. For those that have never been to the Iron Pig, we don't do that currently. You order at the counter. You can get all those things, but you order and pay at the counter, and then we wait on you after that. So this is going to be, you know, a full service step compared to what we're doing now.
Very good. During the break, I got a text message. John Palmer over in Ottawa, he asked, is there any type of compliments that go with the proteins? His wife, very allergic, needs gluten-free. And he said, you know, no problem with the brisket, the ribs, the pulled pork. But is there anything that a side order that you have that's gluten-free that she might be able to enjoy with her protein?
You know, gluten-free has become a very mainstream thing now. We do the vast majority of our menu is gluten-free. Sort of one of the quick go-tos that we say a lot for gluten-free is our coleslaw. That is definitely gluten-free. we have it gets really difficult because we kind of need to know what level of gluten allergy somebody has. So if somebody has a mild gluten allergy, there are other things. A lot of times what we do is we try to push corn tortillas on somebody or our protein rice bowls. A lot of times, I know you've had a couple of those.
Yeah,
almost all of those are gluten-free or have a gluten-free alternative to it. So you take like the tortilla strips out of the brisket bowl. That is my best recommendation for anybody that has a gluten allergy is to go with one of our rice bowls. Because then you can get any of our proteins, the brisket, the chicken, the pork, on any of those. Comes with rice, veggies, and usually some amazing sauce to complement that.
Very good. So, like you say, the proteins aren't the issue. It's all the side items that cause the problem. He came back just now. Yeah, she's very allergic, zero tolerance. So this is great news. And basically, just when they come to the Iron Pig, just let the attendant taking the order, let them know that, and then they can make some suggestions.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have on our menu, there are notations for what is and what isn't either gluten-free or offers a gluten-free alternative. So, like, we have 4 or 5 different tacos on our menu. One of them has corn shells. You can get corn shells with any of the ones that have flour tortillas, for an example.
Okay, very good. Just change the wrapping or the container, if you will.
Yes, yeah, yep.
Got it. One other thing that came to light, and this is a real concern, even Governor Gretchen Whitmer has reached out to the Treasury Department, and she's asked for clarification and a full legal explanation from the Department of Treasury on the impact that the new proposed minimum wage increases that are scheduled to take effect February next year, 2025, from the Michigan Supreme Court. You and I have talked about this previously. Let's back the bus up a little bit. Explain from your perspective what you think the Supreme Court passed and how they're phasing it in, starting it up in February of 2025. What does it actually say to small restaurants, businesses like yours?
It says that Michigan doesn't want your small business is what it says to me. It says that Michigan leaders don't understand how small businesses operate. And I'm not talking about just restaurants. I'm talking about a small business, 1 or 2 employees. It tells me that our leadership on both sides of the aisle failed miserably for a number of years going back to 2017, 2018, when this original adopt and amend procedure happened. It also tells me that our Michigan Supreme Court, and this bums me out, that they're legislating from the bench. They took and implemented their own timeline instead of sending it back to the legislature to say, okay, the adopt and amend was improper, even though it doesn't say so in the Constitution.
Right.
It was improper, so we're going to implement this legislation, but you folks need to come together and implement the timeline, not the Michigan Supreme Court. I've had so many conversations. Just did a podcast with Dave Bondi the other day. He's been talking about this a lot. It's insane what they're trying to do. Removal of the tip credit is one thing. Raising the minimum wage, I'm fine with that. Raise the minimum wage. Tying it to inflation, I think that's a little bit crazy. And then the paid sick time leave portion affects every business with one or more employees. That part is also going to devastate small business. I've got a friend that owns White Birch Outfitters across the street down the road from us right here on Main Street. They sure. employ a couple of off-season during the summer college students. They are now going to be required to accrue and track paid time leave for somebody that works for them for a week, for a month, for 3 months, for 6 months, doesn't matter. They have to track and now offer paid time leave for any employee. The other part of that for us in the restaurant business is we have chronic absenteeism. It's just a fact of our industry. So now we're going to implement paid time leave that if you don't use it, you lose it. So come the end of the year around December, Randy, what do you think is going to happen? Those people that have time still banked are going to use it. Because why not?
Absolutely. Sure.
So now in December, restaurants specifically are now going to have people taking their time off, by the way, with no notice required. They can call in the morning and they get paid to not be there because of this law. And now I have to pay somebody else to replace them.
Sure. Absolutely.
It sounds like I am against paid sick leave. I'm not. What I am for is I'm for a cap on the number of employees that it affects in the business. So if a business has, say, 25 or fewer employees, generally that means that their annual revenue is below such a mark. That should qualify them as a small business. That should exempt them from paid sick leave. That should exempt them from some of these things. That, to me, is the proper way to do it. Keep the tip credit in play at sub 50% of the entry-level wage. I'm going to stop calling it minimum wage because people get confused even by that. They want to take it to a livable wage. There is no such thing as a livable wage, just like there is no such thing as a definition of what is a fair share. Everybody's economics is different. So living wage is not a thing. It's simple. What? All they have to do is get the legislature together, do the will of the people. And Randy, I'm telling you, I still have to this day have not met a server that is in favor of this.
Not one.
Not a single one.
Well, then here's my point. And these stories that are being pushed out there is the Democrats seem to be okay with this. Even the Republicans aren't really making a big deal out of it. What in the heck are they basically waiting for?
Well, that is a really good question. I recently received a newsletter from, I got to keep these industry things straight. I think it's the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. So they're an association for us licensees. And what they are doing is they're putting together a couple of public events and rallies down in Lansing. They've got a website that you can go to get pins for free. I've got 100 pins coming here to the restaurant sometime this week, and they're basically just a don't remove, you know, the tip credit, don't touch my wages kind of pin. So they're starting to get a little bit of you know, they're getting the memo, so to speak, but I'm not sure that everybody else is getting the memo that they're trying to put out. I hope that makes sense.
Well, the biggest problem I have is, again, and you mentioned this before, because of this ruling, the way they did it, they actually created law. They actually interpreted the intent of the ballot initiatives and blended them all together between the minimum wage as well as, like you say, the paid sick time. And basically, they rewrote laws, which they are constitutionally not allowed to do.
Yeah, that's – I don't understand exactly why. See, this is – to cut that point off, this is, to me, why the Michigan Supreme Court races are so important. And it's not just because I have a case before them, but it's also because of this. This is what we see. When you have a court flip like it did in the last few years, you can really see these things start to bubble up. And to me, this is one of them. And when you look at the plaintiffs in this, I believe, which is Mothering Jones, the Fight for 15, these are out-of-state nonprofit organizations that have been pushing these initiatives in the other 5 or 10 states that have raised their minimum wage up to darn near $20 and removed the tip credit and all these things. And, of course, all they say is, well, look at all these other states. They seem to be doing just fine. And I would challenge that assertion. But the problem is nobody really does. They just are happy to sit on their hands and say, well, these other states have done it. It seems to be working out just fine. Well, you look at California, you look at Washington, a couple of these other states. Those states are not doing well. And again, Randy, I go back. I don't know a single server that has ever wanted this, and in fact, it's the exact opposite. And what I'm finding now is through anecdotal evidence, through all these people that I've talked to in the industry, it seems that for every dollar the state wants to add to minimum wage, it's actually going to take about $1.50 to $1.75 out of our servers' pockets.
Not good, not good. And the thing of it is, this is an industry that's already struggling to get more servers, to get more people, to get involved, to get back into the business. Now they're talking about something that will basically force them out and cause them not even to want those jobs.
Several things are going to happen. One of them we already know is restaurants that were barely making it or not making it. 40% of restaurants in Michigan are not solvent as we sit here right now having this conversation. So those businesses will probably go away. And then the other big one is, of course, menu prices are going to increase. But here's a big one that I don't think a lot of people understand exactly. The next time, or maybe not the next time, but over the next year, when you walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings, which I don't necessarily recommend that you do, but teach their own. When you walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings, today you have a server. This time next year, you'll be ordering at a counter.
Yep.
That is known. It has come down from Buffalo Wild Wings Corporation that they are going to be eliminating their wait staff and going to a counter service situation. So this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is these folks that want to be waited on are not going to have as many options to sit down and have a meal served to them in the traditional manner.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate that perspective, Ian. And again, I apologize. Automation's not cooperating with our headsets this morning. But basically, we're to the end of this interview. We greatly appreciate the information, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.